Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Kara Rhoda. We're here today with Marcy Izzard, the blogger behind Marcy's Table on the Houston Chronicle's website and the author of Nourishing Your Whole Self, a cookbook with feelings. Welcome, Marcy.
Hi, thank you. Good to be here.
Did you know that you could get paid to shop at your local grocery store? That's right, cash back, just for shopping with Ibotta. Ibotta is a free mobile app that pays you cash for everyday purchases by ditching the coupons and earning cash back the fun and easy way. From grocery staples like milk and eggs to all of the ingredients you'll need for your next recipe, Ibotta has exclusive rebates at your favorite grocery stores and retailers. No more searching around for offers, coupons, or discount codes. Find the best deals whenever you shop with Ibotta. Simply unlock rebates before you go shopping and verify your purchases when you get home by taking a picture of your receipt or linking your store's loyalty card. Then you'll receive your cash back via PayPal, Venmo, or gift cards. Check it out online at ibotta.com. That's I-B-O-T-T-A.com. Or simply download the app through the App Store. Use the referral code COOKSTER and instantly receive a $10 welcome bonus when you redeem your first rebate within the app. Ibotta users have earned millions in cashback rewards. How will you spend yours? Happy earning.
So tell us, what is a cookbook with feelings?
Well, it's my labor of love. The approach is a very unique concept cookbook. The approach is that I categorize recipes by how they make you feel. So the categories I use are refreshed, peaceful, comforted, treated, or indulged. And the idea behind this is not that I'm trying to tell anyone exactly how you're going to feel after eating a certain meal, but the categories are tools, they're reminders for all of us to be more aware of how food is actually making us feel, because I believe as we are aware of that and more connected with our bodies, we naturally make some healthier choices, you know, overall, in the overall scheme of things. And this is what's been the case for me anyway. So I'm sharing it with people, and, you know, some of my favorite recipes are in there. It's not all healthy stuff necessarily. We have on the refreshed side, salads, peaceful, I think, soups, and then it continues as you move toward indulge to get a little bit richer and heavier, and desserts and all that stuff is in there too.
When did you start thinking about the connection between brain and body, diet and mood?
Well, I've always been really interested in mindfulness. I'm a yoga instructor. I lead meditation classes. And it's something that I think I've intuitively done this sort of thing for a while. I've just been kind of aware of how my body is feeling and sort of what I need in that respect. And doing the yoga and meditation helped me to have more language to associate with that. So it's been, you know, a few years that I've been blogging about this and kind of figuring it out more myself. But for a long time, you know, people used to, I've been an exercise instructor in the past too, and people used to assume that I must have like the healthiest diet and, you know, I'm always exercising and stuff like that. And I realized that it's not necessarily, you know, no one loves a pizza like I do or dessert. I have dessert like just about every night. So it's not, you know, my approach has been more intuitive. It's not denying myself at all. It's more just kind of being tuned in, and it doesn't make me feel good to have pizza for every meal. So as I'm more like connected with my body, I can go ahead and have those things that I love. And then there's like a natural, as you stay connected, there's like a natural self-regulation that takes place, you know, the next meal. I don't want something big and heavy again. Something lighter feels better. If that makes sense.
What are some of the staples that you always have on hand, the sort of pantry items that are your go-tos over and over that are really the basis of the diet you keep?
Pretty basic things. I always have bananas in the house, and then if they start to go bad, they get frozen because they're awesome in smoothies. Actually, in the cookbook, there's a banana ice cream dessert too, which is essentially nothing but banana. And if you want to add peanut butter to it, you can do that too. But, so bananas are great. Avocados. I love avocado toast. I love nuts. Also raw, vegetables, you know, for, and I'm home writing a lot. So things like raw carrots, even raw green beans, I'll snack on those. And I like to have greens in the house too. So I always know when I'm starting to feel kind of not so clean and, you know, like a little stuffy, a smoothie with greens can be really great. Obviously like a salad as well. And lemon actually too. I have lemon water in the morning, usually with slightly warmed water, and that feels really good. It's a cleansing, hydrating way to start the day. So those are some of the basics.
It seems like a lot of the food philosophy that often helps people is not so much about taking away foods as it is about adding in things that are beneficial and slowly allowing them to make you feel more nourished so that you're less likely to reach for the things that aren't as good for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's a big part of this approach. Yeah, and I think, you know, the more we, again, it's like an intuitive thing, the more we add those healthy things, the more, you know, the better we feel. And so I always look for that connection that, you know, it does keep you on a good path when you're aware of how these things are making you feel.
One of the things that I think many people deal with now is when they're entertaining, having company come over that has a wide range of different dietary considerations. We all might have a friend that's gluten-free and another that's vegetarian. What are some recipes you turn to when you're entertaining that meet lots of different dietary considerations and still make everyone feel well-fed and nourished?
That is very challenging. That's always, that's something that I'm still really trying to figure out, but I find that generally you can't go wrong with vegetables. And that's, again, generally speaking. But so, for example, recently I was entertaining and it's a couple that he is gluten-free and she's vegetarian. And also they don't love dairy. And these are all things that I do eat. So, you know, I had to kind of think about it. And we ended up doing, she does eat fish actually. So I did fish with a really simple marinade and a tomato and avocado salad, which actually that recipe is in the cookbook, Nourishing Your Whole Self. And I did some roasted garlic mashed potatoes. And I find that for mashed potatoes, you don't need the butter and milk or really the dairy. I find it's even better. The recipe can be even better if you find creative ways to cream them up instead. Actually, a really great one is the mashed cauliflower. That recipe is also in the cookbook. Yeah, so just trying to keep it, you know, moving away from the breads and, you know, so it's really we ended up with a healthy and really lovely meal with all these whole, real, natural foods. I also did some roasted broccoli. And so it can still be delicious without, you know, when you're just using simple ingredients. I love roasting vegetables, just tossing them in and the broccoli, I tossed in some oil with some salt. And I think it was like 425 for about 20 minutes and it's slightly crispy and so good. So that meal worked out well, but that's always, you know, that involves some thinking every time entertaining is in the picture.
How about when you're cooking just for yourself? I know that when I'm eating alone, it's hard to feel motivated to put forth the effort to really create a great meal just for me. What are some things that you make that are quick and easy and still make you feel nourished, even if you're just cooking for one?
Oh, I don't know if I'm the best person to answer this question right now. It's funny, my fiance is traveling for work. And so I have been, you know, I do my usual during the day. I, you know, I have like a salad or some oatmeal or, you know, whatever, eat pretty well. And then at night, it's really hard to be motivated to make a dinner for yourself. So I've been going to Whole Foods and I get something there, you know, something prepared. So when I don't do that, when I am more motivated, usually I just do simple things, you know, scrambled eggs with vegetables in them, and like some avocado toast on the side is simple, really delicious. There are so many soup recipes also that you don't necessarily have to make a huge vat of soup. And it doesn't take very long. And you can have like all whole ingredients in there. I'm not actually sure off the top of my head if my asparagus soup recipe is in my cookbook. If not, it's on my blog. But that's a great example. It takes about 20, 30 minutes and just a handful of ingredients, and it's delicious. So I love doing stuff like that, maybe with a kind of like simple little bruschetta on the side, just even taking, you know, a piece of toast and perhaps saute some spinach and put diced tomato, a little bit of pressed garlic and salt on there too. That recipe again is in the cookbook, that kind of thing. I find that the biggest thing is just not wanting to take a lot of time when it's just for me. So I tend to go towards simpler things or maybe whole foods.
That's totally fair. It's a real answer. I like it. Thank you so much for sharing these thoughts with us today. And check out the cookbook, Nourishing Your Whole Self, A Cookbook with Feelings, for more great recipes. Thanks so much, Marcy.
Thank you, Kara.
Tune in next time on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.